Lenny James is with us from Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead, and really more Fear the Walking Dead is what we're kind of promoting because he's kind of jumped over to there now. But we told you earlier about Carson, who is a huge fan of just the entire
The Walking Dead
series.
Universe.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. If it involves that, she is there. What are your questions for
Lenny? Well, I want to know, especially Lenny, because you've had that really unique situation of being on both Fear and Walking Dead. Like, are people just constantly hitting you up for spoilers? Like, do you get the text? Yeah. Do you get the emails? I mean, because I would want to know some.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing, you know, because I've been doing this particular job that I've been doing for a very long time, and it's only around my involvement in The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead that there's this whole other skill I've had to learn, which is talking about the show without telling people anything. And it's a very weird navigation that you play. I feel like I'm lying to everybody in my family and all of my friends, and even my friends, you know, I have even my friends who don't necessarily watch the show or don't understand what all the fuss is about. I can't even tell them, just on the off chance that someone they know who does care about the show might pick something up from them. So it's become very weird. I've had the number of phone calls I've had from friends going, I don't know what this means, but somebody asked me to ask you when are the Whisperers coming?
Yeah.
And I go, I've got no idea, and I can't tell you even if I did. It's become a whole area of my life that I never thought was going to happen.
Do you feel like you're working for the government and like you're a secret agent and you can't let these state secrets out?
I feel like that should be my next job.
Yeah,
but I remember, I'll tell you a story very quickly. I remember when everybody wanted to know who Negan takes out with the baseball bat at the beginning of season 7, and everybody wanted to know who was going to die. And we were, I mean, that storyline had us on serious lockdown. We had talks, we had everything about what you can say and what you can't say. And I was out meeting fans at a convention, and we were filming on later in season 7 before the season had started, and I met a fan and he said, how you doing? And I'm going, all right. And I had come straight from the set to the convention, and he said, how was your day? And I said, it was good. He said, who are you working with? And I told him who I was working with, and he literally looked me straight in the eye and goes, okay, so they're not dead then. And I was like, oh no, I've let the cat out of the bag. And it was the most innocuous conversation, and I blew it. It's you never know where it's coming because fans are sneaky.
Yeah, I don't think MI6 is going to be looking for you with your skills quite yet.
I mean, Lenny, just like
my particular skill set won't come in very handy.
No,
can you
go to MI6, Lenny, and bring your stick with you?
Can you like beep the phone twice if the Whisperers are coming though?
Yeah,
like, can you just give us a little?
Sorry, say that again.
Can you just beep the phone twice if the Whisperers are indeed coming?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just putting it out there. A little sign.
Yeah. I wish I could.
By the way, I had the best pun a moment ago. It was going to be MI sticks, but you guys jumped topics, and I had to get it out there. I'm so proud of it.
That's a good one.
In my heart, I was like, just say MI sticks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man,
just that. I'm glad you came back, though, and
fail.
Revisited.
Yeah, I had to. You know me.